Visit almost any local farmer's market and you'll find gorgeous, fresh-cut flowers for a fraction of the price you'd find in a shop. But have you ever asked who's behind those beautiful bouquets? Hamua is a second-generation Hmong flower farmer, and every weekend she's picking, de-stemming, and cutting flowers with her parents and sister in Fitchburg, about 15 miles south of Madison. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez met up with her this past Saturday afternoon as she was getting flowers and produce ready for Sunday's market.
Tonight, we're going to go until sunset with picking whatever we can, and then we prep everything so there's more work after we get home. So prepping all the vegetables you pick, bundling them, cleaning them. Usually we're done by like 2 a.m. And my dad's pissed every time. And he like kind of always sneaks up at like 1 or even midnight. The Milwaukee market starts at 10, but vendors can get there by 8. So we're leaving here around 6:30 already. So like you go to bed at 2 a.m, you wake up at 6, eat something quick, and you're out the door. I mean, Hmong people are natural farmers back in Laos before they came here after the war. Growing up, knowing what my parents went through, they lived in like pretty much third world setting where it's like bamboo house that they made from their hands. They don't have running water. My mom gave birth to my oldest sister like in the jungle quietly. And they grew everything on the hillsides of Laos where no one wanted to live on that land and grow, so they figured out how to like grow. And so that's just what they knew always. Even in the refugee camps, they created like little areas to farm, you know, and that's like, that's all they knew. It's like therapy. It's like green therapy, but it's just like this weird, like natural, like it's part of our DNA, right? To be just part of nature and growing. So there's the satisfaction and like dopamine hit of like seeing the thing that you grew growing in front of you, and you're physically working on it, and then you physically sell it, and you see everything, like the transfer of your efforts into like giving it to somebody else. And then like especially with flowers, like you're just passing on like this joy and calm and peace into the flowers, and the flowers are on passing that on to the next person, and you just enjoy for the week until it dies, and then you come back the next week and buy a new bouquet for just $15. Yeah. That's my sales pitch. Hey, welcome to Greenfield Farmers Market in Greenfield, Wisconsin. We are a Moa family farm located in Fitchburg, Wisconsin.
Could I get a bouquet that's like pinky, orangey kind of vibes?
Sure. Custom bouquets are $5 extra. It's funny because it's still fun every time. It's like if you watch my sister and I, well, now our hands really hurt from it. But like when we're putting things together, we're just like, oh my God, so good. That looks so good. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like we hype each other up when you're like, ooh, I'm getting it. I'm getting the vibe.
See, the textures are already coming together. You've got your a little bit of like whimsy from the snapdragons. Your honeycomb keeps it tight.
There's some that we always know sell. So we'll just always do like the coral and red one, or the dark burgundy set, or the bright yellow one. And like, so those are always the safe one, but then we always play and it's fast. So it's like not a moment to like sit with your decision forever. It's just like quick go, like gut reaction, move it. Yeah, I like it.
Like usually I like to go with the rule of three just because it kind of balances. So love it.
I love it.
Okay, there you go. And then I'm just going to trim it up.
That's so gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
That was Hamua from Mua Family Farm in Fitchburg. She spoke with WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez. You can find the Mua family's bouquets every Sunday at the Greenfield Farmers Market from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.